Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Wednesday, June 8th, 2016. I am Jason Powell. On the site today, WWE SmackDown taping spoilers, my full review of TNA Impact Wrestling, the final show heading into TNA Slammiversary, and John Moore's preview of the NXT TakeOver The End special that will air tonight. You can also join me for live coverage of the TakeOver special. Zach Zimmerman will be in the building for the show. He normally does the live coverage for ProWrestling.net for all things NXT. But with him being at the show, I will be taking over the live coverage duties, and members can look forward to an audio review of the NXT TakeOver The End special, which is what I want to talk about today. You can definitely check out John Moore's predictions piece, and he and I may, I'm not sure, we actually may be completely on the same page as far as our predictions for this show go. I'm not sure, but we'll work our way through it. It's a show that I'm looking forward to. Certainly a cage match with Samoa Joe and Finn Balor for the NXT Championship is one to be excited about. And perhaps even more exciting is Shinsuke Nakamura facing Austin Aries. I am really excited about this. Brian Fritz from BetweenTheRopes.com and Sporting News did an interview with Austin Aries, and he's very fired up about this match. We have a recap of that available on the site as well. Brian is going to be joining me on Thursday for .NET Weekly. Hopefully, we can make it work so Brian can stick around for the full episode. We had him on a couple of weeks ago, and due to my issues on just some issues on my end with taking a bunch of phone calls. I think shortly after they announced the WWE brand split, by the time I was good to go again, Brian couldn't do it, and so I'm looking forward to getting together with him again. But he had a lengthy interview with Aries. You can read the recap at Sporting News, but you can also check out BetweenTheRopes.com for the audio of that particular interview, and I'm guessing there's a little bit more to the interview than just the quotes that he had. I could be mistaken, though, but Aries very fired up. It's the point of all of that about facing Shinsuke Nakamura, and who wouldn't be? I mean, that is a dream match, and it's one that I think should be the show stealer. It's tough to say that when you have Balor and Joe working a cage match main event, but I think both matches will compete for that, and this should be, despite the fact there's not as much buzz about this TakeOver special for some reason, I really think this will be yet another really good show from NXT. They have yet to disappoint on these live specials, and with the lineup they have, I would be shocked if this one ended the streak. We'll work our way through this as far as predictions are concerned. I want to start with the top matches for you guys. Let's go with the main event. Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, cage match, NXT Championship, billed as The End. And if you listen to the Triple H conference call that's available here, wherever you're hearing this, that is available as an all-access podcast for Tuesday. Triple H speaking with us pro wrestling media members for, I'm guessing, 45 minutes or so. And he talked about how the end title of this show is going to take on multiple meanings. It's certainly not the end of NXT, as they've already announced the big show for SummerSlam weekend in Brooklyn. But he said it has multiple meanings. And he said it will be the end of this particular feud. And, of course, with, I think, just about every match, well, not every match, but most matches on this show, I think, well, with most NXT live specials, I think we watch and kind of wonder what outcomes of certain matches mean. Does it mean someone's going to be called up if they lose? And how is that going to play out? With this one, I think with the brand split coming, I really think there's going to be more attention given to that than usual. Maybe it'll turn out to be worthless speculation. Maybe it'll be, you know, completely accurate. It's just we don't know how WWE is going to handle this. I assume that there's going to be some people called up from NXT. Will it be all the major guns? Will there be some major turnover? Does the end kind of refer to not just the Balor and Joe match or feud itself, but one or both of their runs in NXT? Is the end also in reference to this being kind of the end of an era as far as this wave of NXT stars is concerned? Are they really going to gut the place and start over? And it's a scary thought that that could happen for NXT, but I have faith that, yeah, they're going to be able to rebuild if that were to happen. I think there's enough talent within the system. It could take some time, and there's going to be a lot of comparisons made to what's been a really good wave of NXT talent. But I remember when they started initially calling people up, it was like, boy, it may not ever be the same again. I remember saying that once they started calling certain people up, and here we are, and it's been very, very good. You know, they really haven't missed a beat in a lot of ways. But as for this match, as far as the outcome goes, I lean Samoa Joe. I don't have a strong feeling about this one because I really could see one or both guys being called up to the main roster. And with Joe, I believe he's on the type of deal that is going to basically, I think he basically gets paid the same if he's in NXT or if he goes to WWE. So I don't know that Joe's any, not that he would be disappointed if he were called up, but I don't know if he's in a huge hurry to go up either. So I'm not quite sure where things stand with him. They definitely have a need for top heels, as John Moore wrote in his review. They're limited there. Of course, you can create some. They have some potential incoming talent that we'll talk about here in a little bit. But Joe, I think is he, both guys certainly belong on the main roster. There's no doubt about that. Balor has been the face of NXT for some time now, and he takes pride in that. And he talks about how he really is in no rush to go to the main roster because he really likes what they've accomplished in NXT. I'm still going to go with Joe here, but again, I don't feel as confident as John Moore did in his predictions. I think that the time has come for Finn Balor. Whether I don't think we're going to be seeing Balor Club. I think the club with AJ Styles, Karl Anderson, and Luke Gallows on the main roster is what it is. Could Balor be added to it in some way where he's not the leader? I don't think AJ Styles needs to play second fiddle to Finn Balor. So could he be added to it? Sure. Could he feud with those guys? Yeah. But I do think there's a chance that we see, again, one or both guys called up. Keep in mind, there's a television taping coming up on Thursday. And so whatever happens in this match, it's possible that the new champion or the whoever the champion is coming out of this drops the title at the TV tapings, or that the champion ends up being called up. It wouldn't be the first time we've seen a current champion move a current NXT champion be featured on Raw or SmackDown. So I'm going to go with Joe in this. Really looking forward to it. Cage match should be a lot of fun. First time they've ever had a cage match in NXT. Then the women's championship is Asuka against Nia Jax for the women's championship. I think as long as they don't have plans to call up Asuka, I don't see why they would do a title change here. I think Asuka wins. She retains the NXT Championship. Curious to see what type of match she and Nia Jax will have together. I don't expect this to be the match, some of the great women's matches we've seen at the NXT level, but I don't think it's going to be a huge disappointment by any means either. It's just you kind of look at the styles here, you see how limited Nia is at this point in her, just not limited, but still green at this point in her career. And I don't know that it's fair to expect them to go out there and do some of the things we've seen other women in NXT do, but I think it has a potential to be good. I hope it doesn't overstay its welcome. I hope they keep it, give the match some time, but don't go overboard and trying to have them stay out there for 15 minutes and just compete with some of those past matches, because I just don't know that Nia at this point is going to be able to hold up her end of that. But I think I hope she'll deliver a good showing here, and I see Asuka going over to retain. Then it's Shinsuke Nakamura against Austin Aries. And this is the one that I think I'm looking forward to probably most on the show. I mean, it's right there with the cage match, neck and neck. But I lean this one just because it always feels like such a treat to see Nakamura. And he's in there with a guy in Austin Aries who has said, he can keep up with him. And I think he can. I'm really looking forward to this. I think Nakamura goes over. I don't know where they will go with Aries from here. I mean, Nakamura is a guy that they could call up immediately, certainly. Aries, for that matter, too. I don't know how Aries would fare. I'm o more open-minded to the idea of Austin Aries being elevated to the main roster now that they're splitting the brands. With Aries, it's not a question of talent because he really does have it. He's an all-around talent. He can play. I think he's a better heel than he is a babyface, but he can play both roles. He is excellent in the ring, and I just really wonder, would the height issue be a factor with Vince McMahon more so than it is in NXT? I don't think it's an issue at all in NXT. You just never know with Vince McMahon. And so that's the thing that I worry a little bit about if he were to be called up, because I think very highly of him. I think that it would be a shame to see Vince McMahon just misuse him. Not that he's misused every undersized wrestler, and hopefully he would see Aries and see something in him and be excited about it. But Nakamura is the guy that I think is just belongs on the main roster when they have plans for him, and he could certainly be part of this brand split. But even so, unless it's like Aries cheating to win somehow, and doing a heel turn that way, I have Nakamura going over. I like John's idea, basically that Aries turns heel coming out of this match, I think that's a good, that would be fine. He hasn't really clicked with the NXT crowd necessarily the way that I thought he would anyway. And so as I said, I think he's a better heel than he is a babyface. So I'm hoping that we actually get to see that at some point. Then we have a match that should be excellent. American Alpha facing the Revival for the NXT Tag Team Championship. It's a rematch from the last live special when American Alpha won the titles, and these teams work very well together. As John noted in his preview, that there were a couple of hiccups in that in the previous match, but otherwise it was excellent, and I think they can top that even. I really think this can be, if they give these guys time, this is the, I don't even know if you call it a dark horse, because, I mean, it's right there with the other two big matches on the show that I mentioned. This could actually steal the show. As much as I think Nakamura and Aries is most likely to, the cage match could, I think this is there. If they give these teams enough time and they make the match competitive enough, I think this could be very good. I do have American Alpha going over, again, with the caveat being that, well, you know, if they're not going to call up Alpha to the main roster, and they would do, you know, I think they're excellent. I think they might be the best team that WWE has. I'm trying to think if there's anyone on the main roster. I would go with them as the best team they have in the entire company, not just NXT, but in the entire company. Jason Jordan's been down there for quite some time now. Chad Gable, I think, you know, is fairly new to pro wrestling. But I think he's shown enough ability that I think he would do just fine on that main roster. I don't know if they're going anywhere, and so that's why I have American Alpha retaining the tag titles. But I think they need to be careful. They need to take care of the Revival in a way where if they're going to lose the match, you want to find a way to keep them strong, because they've done a really good job in the tag division, and I'd like to see more from this feud. I really would. So I hope this isn't like the feud-ending match from these teams, and so hopefully they have something in mind to stretch this out even more. And I'm sure I'll blow the name, but I'll learn how to pronounce it properly tonight. Andrade Almas is facing Ty Dillinger. Dillinger is a guy that I think has really stepped up. I think he's sliding into maybe a role similar to the one Tyler Breeze played in NXT before, where just very good in the ring. And they haven't really positioned him strongly yet. And I just kind of wonder if he's going to be that guy, that he's so good in the ring that he will help elevate someone else. He'll kind of be that that benchmark type of guy where you beat him to go to another level, if that's what they have in mind for him. I'd like to see them position him in a way where he actually gets an opportunity, and hopefully they will. I don't think it happens here for Dillinger, though. Almas, of course, is the former La Sombra, and they have big plans for him, and so I think he goes over. But Dillinger is a guy to keep an eye on. I mean, Seth Rollins said on Chris Jericho's podcast that when he went down to train for his return to WWE, Dillinger is the guy that he worked with, and he just raved about him and said he was so happy to be in there with a guy like him who had as much experience and was as good as he was in the ring, rather than being a little leery of being in there with somebody who's greener. And so, but Dillinger, I think this Perfect 10 thing, I wish they would do more with it. I don't know that it's like the perfect fit yet. I don't know that it's like an ideal gimmick. I think there's more you can do with Dillinger, but at least, the crowds are responding to it, and I hope they do something with him, even if it's not in this particular match. But I just think Almas is going to, this will be a showcase for him. I talked about some potential appearances. Triple H saying on the conference call, when it came to Bobby Roode and Eric Young, someone asked about their contractual status with NXT, and he was kind of quick and to the point, just saying that, and I'm completely paraphrasing, but he likes them, but they're still working out the details. And it kind of left me wondering, all right, is he saying that because, well, they're still working out the details, or is he saying that because everything's been finalized and he just doesn't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about guys who could make an impact, no pun intended, on this particular show? The other one is the guy that I asked Triple H about, and that's Hideo Itami, who has been sidelined with a shoulder injury for, I believe, a year now. And, he had, it wasn't supposed to take nearly this long. Triple H talked about there being some issues with scar tissue, spoke very highly of him, hasn't lost faith in him. And, it sounds like it's only a matter of time before he is back in the ring. what better time than here, than at this NXT Live special to reintroduce him. And I'm curious to see who he would end up facing. If Joe retains, do they go right to Hideo Itami and Samoa Joe? Where do they go with that? And there was that mystery as far as who took him out, because they turned it into an injury angle where he was in the parking lot. And I believe it was Kevin Owens who they kind of made it seem like it was him. Doesn't have to be Kevin Owens. With Hideo Itami being in NXT and Owens being on the main roster, it could easily be someone else. If they want to bring Owens back in for the SummerSlam show to pay that off and have it be him, they certainly can. But I kind of hope that they have something else in mind, someone who's actually in NXT, so that Hideo Itami has a long program with someone. It gives him something to do and just gives NXT another strong feud. So those are the names that I'm looking for tonight. And of course, there's been rumors of Tommy End making or signing with NXT. And with the name of the show, there's already speculation that, with Triple H saying has multiple meanings. Well, could Tommy End be one of those meanings? I don't know if he would use that name in WWE or not, or NXT or not. Some guys have changed their names, others haven't. And so, I guess it's possible, but I was hoping, you could only allowed to ask two questions yesterday in the conference calls. That was third on my list as far as the remaining questions. There were some other ones that were covered that I'd already come up with too, that I came up with as well. I kind of knew, Brian Fritz asked about the brand split. You had to know that was coming, obviously. And you can only ask two, and that one was the one that was kind of left out. And I was hoping somebody else would jump on that. But so we don't know anything official about Tommy End status with NXT, but worth mentioning at the very least. Hey, join me tonight for live coverage of NXT TakeOver The End WWE Network. I should have coverage. I'll be cutting it close, but I should have coverage of the pre-show at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern time, and I'll certainly be good to go for the actual NXT Live special as it airs on WWE Network at 7 Central, 8 Eastern time. Blocked for a 2-hour window, but if past shows are any indication, it will go long. They're not afraid to go past the top of the hour with these shows. In fact, I think we've had main events that we're just getting started at the top of the hour. And so I'm looking for, 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2 hours, 15 minutes, somewhere in there, I think is a likely time for this. But live coverage for me, I'll be by for .NET members later on today with the TNA Impact Wrestling Audio Review. And then after the show tonight with the NXT TakeOver The End audio review, both of those available exclusively for members, along with tomorrow's .NET Weekly audio show. If you are interested in membership to the ad-free version of the ProWrestling.net website, all you have to do is visit the main page. Once you're there, you'll see the sign-up area and three different pricing options. $7.50 is the price tag for 1 month of .NET membership, but you can bring that price down if you take advantage of either our six-month membership plan, or you can bring the price all the way down to an average of $5.50 per month if you take the annual option. Again, all the details available right there on the main page at ProWrestling.net. You have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at ProWrestlingNet. For that matter, you can shoot me an email, dotnetjason@gmail.com, dotnetjason@gmail.com. And as always, hey, I would appreciate it if you could take a moment to subscribe to the podcast, and to head on over to iTunes or anywhere else that accepts reviews, and give us a rating. It's always appreciated. You're helping spread the word about the site. I mentioned the Twitter page when I put the link for the All Access Daily Show. If you could take a moment just to do a quick retweet, that helps as well. Anything you're doing like that is helping spread the word about the podcast and ProWrestling.net, and a big thanks to everyone who has already done that. That will do it for me for now. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Jake Barnett and Will Pruitt will be by on Thursday with the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, and I will be back on Friday with a preview of the TNA Slammiversary pay-per-view. Until then, take care.